for this moment today. Hallelujah. We just lift up our voices today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I love you this morning. God, I thank you, Lord, for the presence that I feel in this afternoon. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I'm so grateful to be in the house this morning.
Yeah.
How about yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, you may be seated. I'm not going to keep you long. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, Brother Miles, he had mentioned earlier about the season. And I believe this morning that some of us here this morning are in a different season. I'm going to say it again. We are in a different season. And the things that you was doing in this season is not going to work in the next season.
Right.
Which means there needs to be adjustments happening. There's need to be a greater prayer life or dedication when it comes to God, because God wants to unleash the benefits to you, but instead you have to be in the season he wants you to be in.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is your proof. Faith is your evidence that the things that you're praying to God for is going to happen.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. Here this morning, I want to preach to us. Having faith in the middle of your dilemma. Having faith in the middle of your dilemma or your storm. Things that will cause you to become frightened or scared and cause you to stop trusting in the one that said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah. I'm going to say that one more time. There's things that will come in your life that will cause you and I to stop trusting in the one that said, I will never leave you and nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Here in the book of Mark, if you will, turn with me. Thank you, Jesus. Mark chapter 4, verse 35 through 41. Hallelujah. God is good. I'm so excited for what God's about to do here.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm so excited for what God's about to do. Thank you, Jesus. Chapter 4. Mark chapter 4, verse 35 through 41. The Bible says, in the same day, when the even was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And I want to encourage us right here. It's time for somebody to cross over. I said it's time for somebody to cross over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of the wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship. Talking about Jesus. Jesus, he was back in the back of the ship. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Asleep, the Bible says, on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou that we perish? Master, do you care that my life is being destroyed? Hallelujah. We all been there, right? We all have been there. Lord, I have a dilemma in my life. I have this storm in my life. I have these troubles that's going around me. And it seems like you're sleeping on me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
I said it seems like you're sleeping on me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All of these trials, the Bible calls them fiery trials, hot trials, trials that get the best of you.
Right.
But it seems like, Jesus, you're just sleeping on me. Anybody feel that way sometimes?
Yeah.
When you're going through things, you feel like God is ignoring your situation.
Amen.
He's not.
Right.
I said, God, he's not ignoring your situation.
Right.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Here in the book of John, the Bible says, in chapter 14, verse 1, Jesus said this. He says, let not your heart be troubled. I said, let not your heart be worried or frustrated. Jesus said, believe in God. situations you're going through, but believe in God and also believe in me. Hallelujah. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. That's how you're going to obtain your report, is by faith in Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't let things around you shake you up.
Right.
Right.
And then you stop trusting like you used to trust in God.
Amen.
Amen.
I've been there personally. You know, you on Clyde 9, you on Clyde 10, but then when something comes, where's your faith?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You begin to question.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Jesus, are you sleeping on me?
Yep.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible tells us also in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12 through 13. Ooh, it says, beloved, dearly loved individual. That's what that's saying. Beloved, you're dearly loved. I say you're dearly loved. But it also say, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. Oh, goodness. Lord, all of these things, I don't understand why these things are happening. It seems this is a weird thing that all of a sudden this situation pops up. This is a strange thing. And I don't understand it, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But it says, but rejoice.
Rejoice.
Mm-hmm. In so much as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings.
Right.
That when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy.
Hallelujah.
Rejoice in your dilemma. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Rejoice in your storm, because that storm that you're in could be very well holding the will of God for your life.
Yep.
The Bible says be happy when things come in your life and shake up your world, because it could be the will of God. Hallelujah. It could be the will of God.
Yep, amen.
Giving us an understanding that we never had before. Causing us to walk back into the prayer closet.
Yeah. Right.
See, because sometimes we can be comfortable.
Right.
Sometimes we can be ease in Zion.
Right.
And God allow things to come in our life
to
put us back on the level he wants us on.
Yep.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And so that's why the Bible tells us to rejoice and be happy, be glad, be excited for the problem. Because God uses problems to manifest his power. God uses problems to manifest his will in your life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm preaching to somebody tonight. Hallelujah. Trust in the living God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I said trust in the living God.
Amen.
The Bible said if you believe in God, so shall you be established.
Jesus. Yep.
Lord, let's worship the Lord.
Thank
you, God. Hallelujah. Lord, let's lift up our hands. Let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Having faith. In the middle of your dilemma. Oh, Jesus. I said having faith in the middle of your tornado. Thank you, Jesus. Because God can do exceeding abundant. Above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us. God is able to do the things that you're praying for. Hallelujah. Here in the book of John, and I know I'm kind of moving along. Here in the book of John, chapter 9, verse 1 through 7. The Bible says, and Jesus passed by and saw a man which was blind. Oh, here's a man that had a problem. He was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin? Or who broke the law? Who did an unlawful deed, Jesus? This man or his parents, that he was born blind, that he was born with this problem. Jesus answered neither have this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh, when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. As long as Jesus is in your world, he is the light of your world. When he had spoken, he spat on the ground. Jesus, he would start to spit on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man. Can I say it this way? He anointed the problem, hallelujah, with clay, and said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed and came seeing. Look at that, look at that. Here is a man that was born blind, not because he sinned, not because his parents sinned, but because God needed a problem to manifest his healing. I said God needed a problem to manifest his healing. God need your storm to perform. Peace, be still.
Yep.
Hallelujah. I said he needs your storm to perform. Peace, be still.
Right.
Hallelujah. I said, God took me on a journey in my own life. All the problems, all the setbacks, all the mistakes. But God used all of those things to manifest unto me an understanding that I didn't have. And that is the true definition of mercy.
Right.
Oh, that is the true definition of mercy. Sometimes God needs to allow a storm to come in our lives to give you a definition of peace, be still.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's
good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I love you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. But bad news. I said bad news. Here's a good one here. Bad news can cause a person to think different. Bad news can cause us to stumble and lose faith in the one that gave us the measure of faith.
Yeah.
Right. The Bible said he dealt every one of us the measure, a certain amount of faith. But then when we hear bad news, we begin to worry again.
Right. Yeah.
Luke chapter 18, verse 24. 27. I'm so glad I'm up here because I've been dealing with this all week. The reason why I say it, because I know God wanna, he's talking to somebody.
Amen.
You know, sometimes you feel like, who is it? But it's not my business. But man, God is good.
Yeah.
He's sweet.
Yes. This is good,
to allow the word of God to come our way.
Amen.
Because I'm telling you, there's going to be storms. If you're not in a storm now, there's going to be storms.
Right. Yep.
And you're going to need God to come out of that storm.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
You know, because I used to live in Oklahoma, and there's always storms, always tornadoes. Mm-hmm. And there's sometimes people don't make it out of the storm.
Yeah.
Right.
I said sometimes people don't make it out of the storm.
Yep.
Hallelujah. It says that when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, talking about the young rich ruler here, because the news that Jesus gave him, it was uncomfortable for him.
Right.
Yes.
And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, "How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye." To go through a needle's eye, than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they that heard it, hear that? And they that heard it, talk about his disciples as well, said, who then can be saved? God, you just told us this news that is disturbing. So who then can be saved? And he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God.
Amen.
You know, when Jesus was mentioning about the needle's eye, It wasn't talking about a sewing needle. It's not what he's talking about. There was a gate in Jerusalem. It was called the Eye of the Needle. The Eye of the Needle Gate. And it had two doors. On the working hours, the main door is open. But after hours, those that are traveling late trying to get into the city, there is a gate called the Needle's Eye. Very low door, very narrow door. And the traveler and his camel, in order for them to go through the door, the rider had to come down off his camel. Hear this. Unload the camel. And when he unloaded the camel, the rider had to lead and guide the camel. And the camel had to stoop down in a way of humbling its own self to get through the door. It was possible.
Yes.
You see that? It was possible. For the rich man, it was possible. But in order to go through the eye of that needle, you have to unload some things.
Right.
I said you have to unload some things.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's why Jesus said, with men it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Man can't save you. But Jesus can.
Yes.
I said, man can't deliver you out of your guilt and shame, but Jesus can. Man can't restore life from your past failures, but Jesus can. Jesus can turn your bad news into good news. I said, Jesus can turn your bad news into good news. When the doctor said you're sick, Jesus said you're well. Jesus said, I didn't come for the righteous.
Right.
I didn't come for those that don't need me. But I'm coming for those that's broken.
Right.
That's hurt.
Broken.
If you don't need no physician,
then
why are you at the doctor?
Yeah.
Why are you seeing a doctor?
Hallelujah.
Now you say, oh, are you preaching against doctors? Absolutely not. Come on. I go to the doctor. Have wisdom. What I'm trying to say, if your leg is not broken, then there's no need for a cast. There's no need for it to be fixed.
Right.
So this is what I'm saying. God needs sickness.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Yes. Amen.
I said he needs sickness.
Come on.
He needs sin to be around.
Yeah.
Keep going.
You want to know the true definition of forgiveness? You'll never know if you never make a mistake.
Right.
I say you'll never know the true definition of forgiveness if you never trip up.
Right. Amen, brother. Amen.
Good.
That's what the church is all about.
Good.
The Bible said we're sin abound. Much more.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're seeing this rapidly happening. Guess what? Grace is going crazy.
Yeah.
I said grace is going crazy for you.
That's good.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's why when somebody say, Derek, do you know God is merciful? Have a seat. Let me explain to you. This is not a book knowledge that I have now.
Right.
I used to.
Right.
Because it said all through the Bible how merciful he is.
Right.
But I'm talking about when God takes you along and teaches you the true definition of mercy and grace and salvation and his deliverance. Hallelujah. He's a forgiving God. How do you know he's a forgiving God? Did your mama tell you that? Did your daddy tell you that? Or do you know for sure that God forgives? I said, do you know for sure that God forgave you of your sin? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Awesome.
With God, it's able to be done.
Amen.
I said, with Jesus, it's able to be done. With God, it is attainable. I said, it is attainable. It is achievable with God. God can do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. All issues can be fixed. I said, all issues can be fixed. You said, well, Lord, I know you can take care of this one, but this one is too hard for you. All issues. All problems. All diseases. I said all diseases. The Bible said he forgive all of our iniquities and healeth all our diseases. All of them. Well, all of them, name it. The Bible said he'll take care of it.
Hallelujah, my God.
But sometimes we as a body can allow unbelief to come in and creep in and causes us to doubt. But God don't want you to doubt. Not in your middle of the storm.
Right.
There's learning in the middle of that storm.
Yes.
There's teaching going on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You say, how do you know that? Trust me on it. I've been to several of them. And there's more to come.
Yeah.
I know that's kind of scary to say that.
Sure.
You know, who wants to deal with that?
Right.
But it's all for the learning.
Yeah.
God can't do it. He can't teach you. Because you can read all you want. That's great.
Yeah. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
I went to Barber College. And I learned in the school pretty much just the book knowledge.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay? All the diseases, all that stuff that they was teaching, pretty much book knowledge.
Right.
But when I got on my own in the world, guess what? My teachers wasn't around.
Yeah.
And how I was getting my learning?
Mistakes. Hands on. I got hands on training now.
Yeah. Right.
You're in it.
Right in the middle of it.
You're in it.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Your
mercy.
Don't curse your storm.
Mm. Right.
Right.
I love you, Jesus.
I'm guilty of that, though. There's times I.
Right.
Lord, what's what?
Yeah.
Come on here, I'm trying my best.
Amen.
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 There was time I looked at my pastor. The only thing he'd say to me, keep trusting in God. Don't stop here.
Right.
I know it's a mess here, but don't stop.
That's good.
Yes. Amen.
If he's your man of God, if you call him your man of God, this is a tip from me to you. Listen to him.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right.
Because there was time I didn't listen. There was time I said things to get his okay, knowing my reasoning.
Sure. Right, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right.
He didn't know it. God did. See, there's sometimes we may put an umbrella over the pastor. But you, the darkness to God is light. Darkness to Jesus is light. There's no darkness.
Mm-hmm.
You can be in the darkest room to him. You're glowing.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's right.
That's the truth.
That's good.
But it's not over.
Right.
Yeah.
mercy, grace.
Amen.
Believing in your King.
Yes.
So shall you be established.
Amen.
Your life is not over.
Amen.
Your life is not over.
Thank you, God. We worship.
The things around you, it might seem that it's over. It might seem that, how am I going to get out of this? With God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Let me move on here. Hallelujah. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1 through 6. It says, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order. Let me say it again. Set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face, Hezekiah, he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, or I beg of you, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass, afore Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, before he went out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. Sister Rita, God heard your prayer. He's hearing your prayer. And I just have to say your name. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. But he's heard your prayer. It says, I have seen thy tears. Every tear you shed, God see every tear. He says, behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up into the house of the Lord, and I will add unto thee 15 years, and I will deliver thee in the city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for my own sake and for my servant David. I'm going to skip some scriptures here because I want the ladies to keep playing, but I'm going to speed read a little bit, okay, on this next chapter. You with me?
Yes.
It says Acts chapter 27, 9 through 26. Now when much time was spent, and when sailing was now dangerous, because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them and said unto them, sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the landing and ship, but also of our lives. Nevertheless, the centurion believed that the master and the owner of the ship, more than those things which were spoken by Paul. And because the haven was not covenant to the renter in, the more part advised to depart thence also, if by any means they might attain to Phoenix, and there to winter, which is in haven of Crete, and lie toward the southwest and northwest. And when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, losing thence, they sailed close by Crete. But not long after there arose against it a tempest wind called Euroclydon. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. And running under a certain island, which is called Claudia, we had much work to come by the boat. When they had taken up, they used helps undergirding the ship. And fearing lest they should fall into quicksands, straight sail, and so were driven. And we being exceedingly tossed with a tempest. Do you feel that way sometimes? You're being exceedingly tossed with the tempest. The next day they lightened the ship. And the third day we cast out with our hands the tackling of the ship. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared. Have you ever been there in life that the sun in your world wasn't shining? There was no stars in your world at all. And it says, and no small tempest laid on us. Which means there was no break of this storm. There was no break for you to catch your breath on this storm. That's what he was saying there. Hallelujah. All hope that we should be saved was taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, I'm almost done. Ye should have hearkened unto me, and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you, or I'm going to encourage you, to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. Fear not, Paul, you're not dying in this storm. Fear not, sister, brother, you're not dying here. You're not dying in this storm. He says, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with me. Wherefore, however, sirs, be of good cheer. Be happy. For I believe in God that it shall be even as it was told me. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island. An island that God had picked. I'm going to tell somebody here this morning, as you begin to stand this morning, begin to worship the Lord. Because we're going to season this with prayer. Absolutely. We need to season this with prayer. He said, you're going to be cast on a certain island. God is going to throw you up out of your storm. It said a certain island. I said, God is going to cast or throw you into the will of God. So I want to encourage you, brother. I want to encourage you, sister. Have faith. I said, have faith in the middle of your storm. Because the Bible says, if you believe in God, and doubt not, God will bring it to pass. Oh, let's worship the Lord. These altars are open this morning. I want to encourage everybody to come to these altars and begin to reach out in faith, believing in God that God is going to bring you through your storm. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we love you, Jesus. God, we worship you. God, we thank you, Lord, for the word of God. Help us, Lord, to apply it, Lord, and believe in you this morning. Oh, that's your saints of God. That's your saints of God. Oh, let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. We need God in our lives. We need him. We need him. We need him. We need him today. Lord, we